The Donegal League still leading here by 3-2. We've played a couple of minutes of stoppage time already. It remains at the discretion of referee Vincent McLaughlin as to see when we will have that final whistle. Probably in the region of 5 minutes stoppage time, because we have had a couple of injuries attended to. There's been a number of substitutions, but both teams giving it, they're all here. The Donegal League, they led 3-0 at the break. A spirited performance by the Inishowen League, who were arguably every bit as good as their opponents in that first half, but somehow went in trailing by that big deficit. But they've come back storming in the second half, and so there's just one goal in it, and there is a second leg to come. So this tie very much in the balance. And don't forget, whoever does emerge out of Donegal, there's no Cavan or Monaghan representatives this year. Whoever comes out of the Ulster section of this Oscar Traynor Cup competition will be straight through to the semi-finals. So a lot at stake here. Just to recap on the way things have gone, it was Shane McNamee capitalising on a wayward pass from Kevin O'Loughlin, who put the Donegal League ahead on 24 minutes. They got a second through Simon McGlynn, who got a header following the Gareth Harkin corner on 45, and then deep at the end of stoppage time in that first half, but in real gloss on the scoreline, Johnny Robb with a superb near post flick as he connected with a Simon McGlynn ball after McGlynn had twisted and turned before putting in the cross. In the second half, well, it was Jay Bradley who was put through by Conor Graham to make it 3-1, pulling one back for Inishowen 12 minutes into the second half, and Inishowen's second goal coming on 70 minutes. Tiernan Ruddy with a free. It was headed on by O'Loughlin, and Peter Dardy was on hand to rifle it home. Since then, well, there's been chances at both ends. Shane McGinty, a good shot, which was saved by Taylor Clark. Patrick Carr with a header just to the left of the post, and Ryan Shields also with a header that was saved. That's three good chances for the Donegal League since it became 3-2. At the other end, Luke Rutten had a shot saved, and Peter Dardy, who's been very much involved, the Inishowen captain, he had a header that was blocked following a corner. And as we go into these closing stages, there could yet be another goal in it, because the Inishowen League have got themselves a free. It's going to be taken by Tiernan Ruddy, who already has provided a free that has led to a goal. So he's going to hit this right-footed towards the far post. The keeper comes out, keeper gets a punch, it's not fully cleared, it's back out with Garden Friel, the ball spins out, and it's the Donegal League now on a counter attack. Ronan McHugh going forward, but the whistle has gone, and Vincent McLaughlin, well, you can probably hear the noise in the background, but that seems to be the final whistle. And certainly people felt the advantage should have been played there. The Donegal players remonstrating with the referee, so a slightly controversial end to matters, but the referee is adamant. He was looking at his watch. He's called it a day. And so those who have braved the elements to come here, I see Donal O'Brien amongst those in the attendance, former Derry City Harps and Cockhill man, and those who have come out, well, they've been given a very entertaining game. 3-2 it's finished. Goals for the Donegal League from Shane McNamee, Simon McGlynn and Johnny Robb. For the Inishowen League, Jay Bradley and Peter Dardy. The Inishowen League creating more of the chances, and so a lot to play for in the second leg. But for the moment, I'll hand you back with the final whistle having gone here. We'll get some post-match reaction shortly, but it's finished in this Oscar Traynor Cup clash at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. A great game in testing conditions. Final score, the Donegal League 3, the Inishowen League 2.